today being a Pentecost in the street Sunday, I didn't quite know how to come attired, if I should wear my jacket and tie, or if I should come in khakis and pants. And so I figured I would sort of compromise. Won't have a jacket, but I will have my tie. But actually, I was going to wear my jacket. I knew that Bill McEwen would be dressed up. You got to lighten up sometime, Bill. Maybe Pentecost. Actually, I would have wore my jacket, but I spilt mustard on it, and the cleaners didn't clean it. I put it on, and there were these big yellow stains, so I figured I'd get it out. Our scripture reading for this morning is from the book of Acts. It is actually, book of Acts is written by Luke, who wrote the Gospel of Luke, and Acts is kind of Luke's second writing that is a part of our New Testament, and we will be reading from chapter 3 of the book of Acts, verses 1 through 7. So let us listen to God's word for us. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and a man lame from birth was being carried in. People would lay him daily at the gate of the temple called the Beautiful Gate, so that he could ask for alms from those entering the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked them for alms. And Peter looked intently at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver or gold, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. The word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Eternal God, I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing and acceptable to you, O God, my rock and my redeemer. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This story, many of you may be aware, takes place right after Pentecost that we observed a couple of weeks ago, after the Holy Spirit has fallen on Jesus' followers and has propelled them out into the world. And John and Peter are still in Jerusalem, and the Spirit has sent them to proclaim the good news. And one of the people that they engage is this lame man who is outside of the temple in the Beautiful Gate. The lame man is the kind of man that you probably wouldn't find in church. He is not the kind of man that one would encounter in any of the religious festivities, in part because he is lame. And in the first century world of Judea, a man who was lame would, in many respects, also be considered to have some spiritual lameness as well. Some spiritual problems that kind of kept him outside of the temple and outside of the religious life of the people. And so this man is there waiting for alms because he believes, like many people in our world today, that money is the source of life. And if he can just get enough money to tide him over, he will be all right. And so he asked Peter and John for money. But Peter and John have no money. What they have is much more powerful than money, much more life-giving. And so Peter and John tell this man, "Look at us." look at us. And so the man looks at Peter and John, and he receives his healing. In a few moments, we'll be going outside of the walls of this church to engage people in our community. And we will, in effect, be saying, not explicitly or directly, but we will be saying to those who we come into contact with, look at us. Look at us, not because we are friendly, though many of you are very, very friendly. Look at us not because we are good looking, though some of you all are quite good looking. One or two of you are. Not you, Howard. But many of you are good looking. Look at us not because we have lots of resources, but look at us because we are children of the Spirit, because we have the Spirit, the Holy Spirit upon us, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of life, the Spirit of healing. We have that Spirit, and we are called to take that Spirit out into the world and out into our communities. I'm always encouraged by that sign that's over the doors of this church whenever we go out, the Third Street doors, that says, when you leave this church, you are entering the mission field. And indeed, we are entering the mission field. I like that big map on the doorway, on the hallway too, that shows the various places that our church has some association with. And down through the years, this church has been quite faithful in its mission to places around the world. But right now, the mission of this church is in our immediate neighborhood and community. The world has literally come to our neighborhood, come to our community, and we are called to go out into this community and to proclaim the good news. And it's important to understand what the mission was for the early church. The early church was following the Holy Spirit out into the world. The book of Acts is often called the Acts of the Apostles, but it's more appropriately the Acts of the Holy Spirit, because it's the Spirit that emboldens and empowers the early followers of Jesus as they go out into the world. And then when they go out to proclaim the good news, they're not going out to try to get people to join the church. It's not what they're going out for. The Bible says that they are successful in getting people to join their community. The Lord continues to add people to their number. We are told that constantly in the book of Acts, but that's not their aim. They don't go out to try to get people to join the church. Sometimes that's what we do. Sometimes we are concerned with institutional survival, and so our object is we want to go out and get people to join the church. But that's not what the early community of Jesus' followers were about. Neither were they sent out by the Spirit to try to convert people because after people die, they go to a place called heaven. That's important. And that is certainly true. That's what happens when we give our lives over to the Lord Jesus Christ. We can expect after death to go be with the Lord. But that was not the purpose of the early church. It's not what propelled them out into the world. What they were going out into the world to proclaim was the lordship and the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what sent them out into the world, to proclaim the reign of the Lord, that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's Lord right now. He's Lord already, and we have his Spirit. His Spirit is already broken into our world, and we have his Spirit. And if you want to see what that coming kingdom is going to look like, look at us. Look at us, because we have his Spirit. And that's what the early church, the early followers of Jesus, was sent out into the world to do, They were sent out into the world to proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. Several years ago when I was living in Atlanta, I remember it was a Memorial Day and I was in a park in Atlanta and I was watching this group of young people, and they were in the park and they were going around. There were a lot of people in the park barbecuing and having fun on Memorial Day, and this group of young people was going from various groupings of people, and they were proclaiming their faith and their political understandings. I'm not quite sure what they believed, but whatever they believed in it. They really believed that they had the answer to the world's problems, and they were going from different groupings of people saying, join us, join our movement, join what it is we believe, because we have the answer for the world. And they really believed in what they were doing. And I was thinking about that too not long ago, watching a group of young people in the last election, and they were really excited about their candidate, and they were out there canvassing the communities, and they really believed in what they were doing. They were saying, follow us and vote for the person that we believe has the answer to the world's problems, because we believe that if you vote for this particular person, everything will be all right. Vote for this person. And yet we, as the people of God, we as the people of God know that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ reigns. He's reigning. And we are called to go out into the world and to proclaim that. That the Lord Jesus Christ is reigning already. That Jesus Christ is the source of healing and life. He is already reigning. And if we can get enthused about that, if we could get excited about that, as those young people in the park were excited about that, as those young people who were going out and canvassing their communities were excited about their candidate, if we could really get excited about that, then I believe that we could begin to turn our world upside down for the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is reigning. Jesus is Lord. And we do have his spirit, the spirit of life and the spirit of healing. And it's that spirit that sends us out into the world to proclaim the reign of the lordship of Jesus Christ. Jesus was filled with the spirit. That's what the Bible tells us. The Gospels tell us. The Spirit came upon Jesus at his baptism, and he was filled with the Spirit, and the Spirit sent Jesus out into the world. And everywhere that Jesus went, there was life. Everywhere that Jesus went, there was healing. Wherever Jesus was, people were healed. Wherever Jesus was, death had to flee. Jesus brought people back to life. Wherever Jesus was, people were fed. Where people were hungry, they were fed. Wherever Jesus was, people were taken care of, because Jesus had the presence of God's Spirit upon him. Indeed, that's what Jesus said. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and the Spirit has sent me out to proclaim good news. The Spirit didn't have Jesus to stay in one particular locale and hope that people came to him. Said that the Spirit of God sent him out to proclaim the good news, to proclaim the coming of the kingdom. And that kingdom was manifested in acts of healing, in acts that brought life. And you and I now have Jesus' Spirit. You and I are the body of Christ. You and I are Jesus' body. And we have that Spirit. That same Spirit is now upon us. And it's that Spirit that sends us out into the world too. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians that we have this treasure inside of us. We have this treasure deep down in inside of our hearts. We're nothing more but clay vessels, but we have this treasure, the treasure of God's Spirit, the good news of God's coming kingdom, the good news of the reign of God. And we are sent out into the world not only to proclaim that, but we're sent out into the world to embody what that kingdom will look like. We're sent out into the world to bear witness in who we are together collectively about what that coming kingdom will look like. So when we go out in the world, we can truly say, look at us. Look at us. Look at us here at Olney Presbyterian Church. We are the people of the Spirit. We've got God's Spirit upon us. Look at us. We're not divided the way the rest of the world is divided. We don't have that kind of spirit, the spirit of the world upon us, but we have God's Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit that brings healing, the Spirit that brings life. Look at us. Look at us. As we go out into our community this morning, let us be mindful of the ways that we can proclaim that message to our community. This is our mission field more and more. We've done some wonderful work, and we continue to do wonderful work around the world supporting our missionaries. But this is our mission field, right around the corner, right around the block, right here in this community. This is our mission field. And we are the Lord Jesus Christ, not us alone. There are other church communities, but we are the Lord Jesus Christ. We are his body right here in this mission field. Think about that for a moment. You and I are the body of Christ right here in this community. We are the body of Christ. We have the same spirit that the Lord Jesus Christ has had on him. We have his loving presence upon us. What does that mean for us as we engage this community? What kind of responsibility does that mean that we have to this community as we engage this community with the good news of the gospel? What does it mean for us as we go out and say, look at us? What do we want this community to see? What do we hope that it sees in us? Do they see the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Do they see a community struggling to bring healing and life? What do they see? What do we expect them to see? Look at us. Look at us. Look at us. We are the Spirit-filled body of the Lord Jesus Christ in our community. Let us this morning take that good news out into our community. Being a missionary people is never easy. It's a difficult enterprise, especially difficult when you are asked to engage people who are used to not looking at you when you go down the street, who may be trained to be somewhat suspicious of you and suspicious of anyone asking them about God. But we are called to be that body of people. And we are comforted by the fact that we go out into the midst of this community, not by ourselves or not on our own power, but we go out into this community empowered by the Holy Spirit. The presence of God is with us. In fact, the Holy Spirit is already leading in the midst of our community, as the Holy Spirit is already leading in the world. It was the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts that was out there in the community. Jesus' followers were trying to catch up with the Spirit, but it's the Spirit that was leading. The Spirit was already out there. The Spirit was guiding and directing them, and the Spirit is guiding and directing and leading us as well. So let us remember this morning that we are people of the Spirit, that the presence of God's Spirit is with us, that we are not left alone, that the Spirit emboldens us, the Spirit empowers us, and it's the Spirit that enables us to look at people and say, look at us. Look at us. Because we are Spirit people. We have God's Spirit upon us. The Spirit of God and the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Eternal God, we are about to go out into the midst of this community, but we realize that we do not go out alone, but we go out through the power of your Spirit. Embolden us and strengthen us with your Spirit. Help us to overcome the anxieties that are out there in our own hearts. Help us to boldly and courageously engage those with the good news of the gospel, that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is already reigning. Help us to be the harbingers of the good news of the kingdom of life and healing. And we ask these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.